Morrow.
It's a very powerful weapon that politicians haven't used because they were either dishonest, stupid, or paid off in some other form. And now we're using them.
CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
I think that investors, or at least the twitchy short-term investors, thought there might be a deal that happened at the very last minute. But you know what? This is not surprising. This is what has been forecast.
The Dow finished nearly 650 points lower. The president also addressed last Friday's shouting match in the Oval Office with Ukraine's president.
I believe that Russia wants to make a deal. I believe certainly the people of Ukraine want to make a deal. They've suffered more than anybody else.
Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
President Trump wants to be the deal maker here. He truly believes that he is the only person who can get Vladimir Putin to the negotiating table to try to hammer out some kind of peace. They think that the Trump-Putin relationship, whatever you make of it, puts Trump in a unique position to try to broker this deal.
In Britain today, Prime Minister Starmer.
Russia is the aggressor. Yeah. Zelensky is a war leader whose country has been invaded. Yeah. And we should all be supporting him. Yeah. And not fawning over Putin. Yeah.
There was another close call for the Pope today. Seth Doan has more from Rome.
Pope Francis had two acute respiratory crises on Monday, both of them caused by a mucus buildup and also spasms in the airways.
The Pope's been hospitalized for 2 weeks with pneumonia. High wind warnings have prompted the cancellation of some Mardi Gras parades tomorrow in Louisiana. Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Sheng.
This wasn't a close call for us, and as disappointing as it is, it's not a difficult decision to make.
Meteorologist Craig Allen tells us millions of Americans will feel the effects of the storm system.
This is a multifaceted storm, which will be intensifying to near record strength for the month of March as it moves over towards the Great Lakes. So you've got the threat for these blizzard conditions, high winds, flash flooding, severe weather to the south.
Lighter winds in South Carolina and North Carolina, meanwhile, are helping firefighters put out flames. Wildfires threatened hundreds of homes over the weekend. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A major restoration effort is moving forward in Kenosha County. The Pike River South Branch project is finally moving ahead, backed by newly secured grants and funding sources. The project, which has been in the planning stages for decades, will rehab about 200 acres of wetland from County K to County S. The Racine Raiders are returning to the airwaves. A renewed partnership has been announced between WRJN and the legendary semi-pro team. It starts with a season opener against the Midwest Warriors on May 3rd. The game will be broadcast live from Horlick Field. The collaboration marks the revival of a long-standing Racine tradition. Multiple Racine County fire departments were called to an out-of-control grass fire in Tishigan yesterday. It was near the Waukesha County line. The fire reportedly threatened a nearby barn. Crews from Raymond, Waterford, and Rochester were among those called in to assist. Consider it an itemized bill. The Racine County Eye has a story today about where your City of Racine tax money goes. See a breakdown and go deeper at RacineCountyEye.com. Oak Creek police are searching for a missing 13-year-old girl. Lillian Asala went missing Saturday. She was last seen wearing a black winter coat and blue and white Nikes. An image of the girl is on the Oak Creek PD's social media pages. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks head to Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks play the Atlanta Hawks at State Farm Arena tomorrow night at 6:30. They beat the Mavericks in Dallas 132-117, but guard Kyle Kuzma limped off the court in the first period. Doc Rivers.
Yeah, he twisted his ankle. Kept going. We were happy we didn't have to bring him back in, though.
Is that something you just got to evaluate?
Yeah, I have no idea. They don't think it's a bad one, but you don't really know until the next day.
College hoops. UW Milwaukee with an 89-67 win win over Detroit Mercy to lock up the number 3 seed in the upcoming Horizon League tournament. 11th-ranked Wisconsin losing to number 8th-ranked Michigan State, 71-62. Badgers head coach Greg Gard on losing to the Spartans.
And yeah, we got a lot to play for in terms of seeding and Big Ten play, NCAA tournament and beyond. But, you know, this we'll learn from this. You know, maybe we'll see him down the road in Indianapolis or later in March.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clements.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with a little light rain tonight and lows close to 40. And more rain on and off for tomorrow. High temperatures into the upper 40s. Rain changing to some snow on Wednesday. Highs in the mid-40s by midday. Then falling temps and windy. Currently 40 degrees.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Diane Carlson.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Doing well. Diane is the executive director of the Racine Arts Council and like to join you from time to time so you can tell us about all the terrific things going on in Racine regarding the arts. What do you have for us today?
One of the many institutions in Racine that just continues to host a series of great events is Spectrum School of the Arts and Gallery. Of course, they're located on the DeKoven Center campus. Since 1980, that's a long time, they've been offering classes and providing gallery space. And this weekend, they have a new exhibit opening. Okay. It's called Evolving, and it's a in-person show. It features the work of Anne Henkes. Now, you can see it at Spectrum Gallery, which is open from on Saturdays and Sundays from 11 to 4, and admission is free. But a great reason to check out Spectrum this week is that they are also starting their spring classes. They'll be offering some classes in sketchbooks, ceramics, drawing, painting. Those are all on the list of things that they're offering classes on this spring. To learn more about Spectrum, you can stop by on the weekends or just visit their website at Spectrum, schoolandgallery.org. And of course, they're on Facebook, but it's spectrumschoolandgallery.org.
Now, do you know, are those classes adults or kids or both, or do you know?
Those are adult classes, to the best of my knowledge.
Okay.
And on the website, they provide a list of materials, and that gives you an idea of what to expect.
All right. Very good. What's the website one more time?
SpectrumSchoolAndGallery.org.
All right. Very good. Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
West Racine, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Vibration. She's giving me excitation.
Excitation.
somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And if you've been listening to the radio at all today, you may have heard that we have once again partnered with the Racine Raiders football team. Now, the Raiders haven't aired on WRJN for a number of years, but they're deep in our DNA. We had them on for years and years and years, decades, in fact. And they're going to air on WRJN again, the entire home and away schedule. The games begin in May. We'll keep you up to date right here on WRJN.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine, one meal at a time.
Spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power Scooters or Power Chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
Spring is finally here, and so are spring projects. So get them started at Harbor Freight's parking lot sale this weekend. Save on products like pressure washers for $69.99, 42-inch roller cabinets for under $500, plus 30% off Hercules corded power tools. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 3/9/25 while supplies last. Limitations apply, so spring in before it's over.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Arriba y arriba, por dice, por dice.
Local news and timeless hits from Richie Valens and La Bamba on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. When it comes to a fear of germs, 39% of respondents in a nationwide survey said they feared picking up germs from a public restroom more than any other public place. They were also asked what you want the bathroom of the future to be, and a number of people said they want an alarm to go off if someone tried to leave the restroom without washing their hands.
You took from me and left me alone with only memories through the mirror of my mind, through these tears that I'm crying, reflects the hurt I can't control.
And the Supremes on WRJN and the Don Rosen Morning Show, too. Don Rosen's show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week, and now you can hear many of them in podcast form on demand. Just go to WRJN.com, click on the Don Rosen Morning Show to listen. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine Raiders are returning to the airwaves. A renewed partnership has been announced between WRJN and the legendary semi-pro team. It starts with a season opener against the Midwest Warriors on May 3rd. The game will be broadcast live from Horlick Field. The collaboration marks the revival of a long-standing Racine tradition. The Milwaukee Brewers have announced multiple tributes to the Uke. To honor the late broadcaster Bob Uecker during the year, tributes will include Uecker's signature across the outfield grass, a moment of silence, and the debut of a commemorative jersey patch. The home opener is March 31st. Outdoor enthusiasts may have to pay a little extra. Brittany Merlot has more.
Senate Bill 45 lays out the hunting, fishing, and trapping fees. A majority of the licenses and tags would increase by $10 to $20, including for small game, deer, fishing, and wild turkey. Some fees could increase by $40, including wolf harvesting, with a new fee of $88, and conservation patron has a new fee of $201. The last time license fees rose for residents was in 2005. However, in 2023, non-resident fees rose as a part of Governor Evers' 2024-25 budget. The DNR says that over the last 20 years, inflation has increased 59%, and costs of equipment and many items needed have jumped even more.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with a little light rain tonight and lows close to 40. And more rain on and off for tomorrow. High temperatures into the upper 40s. Rain changing to some snow on Wednesday. Highs in the mid-40s by midday. Then falling temps and windy. It's 42 right now.
WRJN. A long, long time ago. I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, now do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I die. Helter-skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast, and landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. sword clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove a Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this will be the day that I die, this will be the day that I die. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die, this'll be the day that I die. Singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die.
Don McLean, American Pie on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. You know what we haven't done yet today? We haven't given you a useless fact of the day. You ready for this? It's just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is your sweat does not stink. Yeah, the bad smell is actually caused by bacteria breaking down the protein in your sweat. Potato, potato. That's what I say.
Yes, I'm just a soul. On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby our lives. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand that?
Yeah. How much longer? Oh. smile and me. No one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No, no, oh darling. La la la.
Local news and timeless hits there from James Taylor on WRJN. You know, agriculture is a big part of Wisconsin life, and here in southeast Wisconsin, too. Farming's still a big thing here in Racine County, and we've got you covered with the fabulous farm babe Pam Yonke and her Midwest Farm Report weekday mornings from 5 till 6, and she also has reports throughout the day. It's all part of the local news and timeless hits we present here on WRJN. WRJN has been providing local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 6, and Chris Morrow has more timeless hits on the way. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I shall talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. Time just making rhymes of
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump says 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada will go into effect within hours.
No room left for Mexico or for Canada. No, the tariffs, they're all set. They go into effect tomorrow.
CBS's Jill Schlesinger on what the tariffs will cost Americans over time.
That means you're going to see higher prices potentially on everything from cars to Mexican beer to lumber for your houses and avocados.
The president also spoke today about Ukraine, his first such comment since Friday's shouting match with Ukraine's President Zelensky.
Well, I just think he should be more appreciative because this country has stuck with them through thick and thin. We've given them much more than Europe.
CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The Ukrainians, the Europeans, the Americans are all trying to figure out where things go from here.
More federal workers have received emails asking what they're doing at work. At the Pentagon, they've been instructed to reply within 48 hours. Crowds gathered outside NOAA headquarters today to protest the cuts there. Mike Murillo reports.
Hands off our NOAA!
Holding signs such as "We love NOAA" and "End NOAA layoffs," a large crowd gathered outside of the